بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. On behalf of Understand Quran Academy Hyderabad, I would like to welcome you to our 15th session in which we will study some more parts related to Salah. But we start with Hadith as usual. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by a woman who was crying over a grave and said, the Prophet said, fear Allah and be patient. She said, away from me, my calamity has not befallen you and you are not aware of it. The woman was later told that it was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who had advised her. She came to his door, where she found no doorkeeper. She said, I am sorry, I did not know you. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, patience is becoming only at the first stroke of grief. That is, one should be patient at the first shock. Otherwise, one will get patient anyway, or he has to survive that anyway. So, not to complain and to be patient is required at the first shock, first news, the first stroke of the grief. Another narration in Muslim says that the woman was crying over her son. And here this hadith tells us one of the very important lessons about the way the Prophet interacted with her. When she said, away from me, he didn't scold her. And so it's a big lesson for those who, and all of us, who wants to advise each other, that we have to be soft and we have to be also patient when we invite others. Alright, now we come to spoken Arabic part. The last class we learned كيف حالك. كيف حالك, your condition. How is your condition? كيف الحال, also how is your condition. كيف صحتك. Today we learned كيف صحتك. صحتك, your health. صحتك, your health. How is your health? صحة means صحتون, means health. And كيف صحة also means how is the health. That means how is your health. So كيف, how, صحتك, your health. كيف صحتك, how is your health. Okay. Now we come to grammar. In the last class, we learned ja'ala. Okay, all different forms of ja'ala or conjugation of ja'ala. We started with fa'ala. Okay, and we applied this table to fataha. Fa'ala has come in the Quran more than 100 times, and fataha in its different forms has come almost 29 times, and ja'ala has come more than 300 times. And in that small time, you know, in 3-4 minutes when we are learning ja'ala, ja'alu and so on, alhamdulillah, we are learning 300-400 places of Quran. Or even if it is, I would say, if you learn 5 words in 5 minutes, it's a huge blessing. But alhamdulillah, through these grammatical exercises, we are getting closer and closer to Quran. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do these drills with love, not as a burden, because these drills are providing us quicker, you know, means to get closer to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you will see on and on, that in each of these drills you will learn tens or hundreds of words that have come in Al-Quran. So let us repeat fa'ala. Fa'ala, fa'alu. فعلت فعلتم فعلت فعلنا يفعل يفعلون تفعل تفعلون أفعل نفعل افعل افعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا فاعل مفعول فعل. Okay, and هو فعل, هي فعلت, and she does, هي تفعل, أنت تفعل, هي تفعل. Alright. We applied this to فتح. فتح means to open. فتح فتحوا. فتحت فتحتم فتحت فتحنا يفتح يفتحون تفتح تفتحون أفتح نفتح افتح افتحوا لا تفتح لا تفتحوا فاتح مفتوح فتح Can you translate فتح He opened فتحوا They opened فتحت You opened فتحتم You all opened فتحت I opened فتحنا We opened يفتح He opens يفتحون They open تفتح You open تفتحون You all open أفتح I open نفتح افتح Open افتحوا لا تفتح Don't open لا تفتحوا Don't فاتح مفتوح فتح to open and هو فتح she opens she opened هي فتحت and she opens هي تفتح أنت تفتح هي تفتح and we learned جعل also جعل means to make فجعلهم كعصف مأكول thus he made them like straw eaten up So let us practice ja'ala. Ja'ala ja'alu. Ja'alta ja'altum. Ja'altu ja'alna. Yaj'alu yaj'aluna. Taj'alu taj'aluna. Aj'alu naj'alu. Ij'al ij'alu. La taj'al la taj'alu. Ja'il maj'ul ja'al. And huwa ja'ala he made she made هي جعلت and she makes هي تجعل أنت تجعل هي تجعل alright now we will learn today another word which by the way last time we also learned عند عند means with or near عندك فلوس do you have money okay عنده عندهم عندك عندكم عندي عندنا What's the meaning? عنده with him. عندهم with them. عندك عندكم عندي عندنا or near also. Near him, near them, near you and near me, near us. Today we will apply this or learn this فعل table for the word نصرة. This is another style. Okay. فعل the basic فعل table has six shapes or six different styles but we will be learning four and we have learned first which is fataha what's the difference you will know it right now fataha and fataha fatahu fatahta fatahtum fatahtu fatahna this is yaftahu but nasara that we will learn nasara means to help okay he helped إذا جاء نصر الله the help of Allah نصر so نصر نصر نصرت نصرتم نصرت نصرنا this thing will be same that we have learned so far but this one will be it will not be ينصر it will be ينصر why ينصر because it is easier to say it who defined it the Arabs have defined it okay when will it be يفتح and when will it be يفتح or ينصر we have to look at the verbs in Arabic literature or learn it from the Arabs. There is no formula, fixed formula which says, oh, this should be yansur. It should not be yansur and so on. So this is the second and these are called the chapter of fataha. Okay. So all verbs, there are many verbs which come with this style, on this style, fataha yaftahu. And there are a class of verbs, more, actually majority of them come on this style which is Nasara Yansuru. This is called Bab Nasara, the chapter of Nasara. Okay? So we will refer to first chapter as Bab Fataha and this is second chapter of Fa'il which is Bab Nasara. Nasara Nasaru. Can you translate? Nasara. He helped. He helped. Nasaru. They helped. Nasarta, you helped. Nasartum, you all helped. Nasartu, I helped. Nasarna, we helped. Yansuru, he helps. Yansuruna, Tansuru, Tansuruna, Ansuru, Nansuru, we help. Unsur, Unsuru, La Tansur, La Tansuru, don't help. Nasir, helper. Mansur, the one who gets or receives the help, and Nasr, to help or help. Let's repeat. Nasara, Nasaru. Nasarta, Nasartum. Nasartu, Nasarna. Yansuru, Yansuruna. Tansuru, Tansuruna. Ansuru, Nansuru. Unsur, Unsuru. La Tansur, La Tansuru. Nasir, Mansur, Nasr. Nasara, Nasaru. Nasarta, Nasartum. Nasartu, Nasarna. Yansuru, Yansuruna. Tansuru, Tansuruna. Ansuru, Nansuru. Unsur, Unsuru. La Tansur, La Tansuru. Nasir, Mansur, Nasr. Okay, I'll tell you one more thing, that is, if we know Fataha, then we can make the rest. Fatahu, Fatahta, Fatahtum, Fatahtu, Fatahna. And if you know Yaftahu, then all of them will follow with Ta-Ta-Ta. Yaftahuna, Taftahu, Taftahuna, Aftahu, Naftahu. So, in principle, we need to know six forms for each. Fataha, Yaftahu, Iftah. If we know Iftah, you can make Iftahu. And La Taftah also from Anta Taftah, La Taftah. لا تفتحوا فاتح مفتوح فتح. So if you know six forms, you can make all of them. What are they? فتح يفتح افتح فاتح مفتوح فتح. So for a full table to be developed, you need to know only these ones. So similarly for نصرة, it will be نصرة ينصرو. So if you know ينصرو, you'll make along the same music, same style, the rest. Yansuru, Yansuruna, Tansuru, Tansuruna, Ansuru, Nansuru. The third letter is U. Same way. And also this will be Unsur, then you will make Unsuru. La Tansur, La Tansuru. Nasir, Mansur, Nasr. Nasara, Yansuru, Unsur, Nasir, Mansur, Nasr. So if you know these six, you can make the whole table. Is that right? And Huwa Nasara, Hiya, Nasarat. And she helps. Hiya Tansuru, Anta Tansuru, Hiya Tansuru. Hiya Nasarat, she helped, and she helps Hiya Tansuru. Alhamdulillah, we have now, we are into learning new and new verbs. Each session we will learn a lot of them, and the word Nasara in Al-Quran Al-Kareem has come 92 times. And if we have learned nine meanings of 92 places of Quran in 5 minutes, it's a great blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alright, now we come to the next part, which is a revision of the last session. In the last class, we learned the prayer that we should recite after hearing Adhan, and Iqama and Sana also. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima. Allahumma, oh Allah, rabba, oh Lord, hadhihi, this, ad-da'wa, call. Da'wah is call. At-tamma, complete or perfect. Was-salah, and the prayer. Al-qa'imah, so, O Lord, O Allah, the Lord of this perfect call and the prayer that's going to be established. Or, O Allah, the Lord of Adhan and the Salah. Ati Muhammadan il-wasilata wal-fadila. Ati, give or grant. Ati. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Wasila, closeness. Wal-Fadila, and the virtue. Give Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the closeness and the virtue. Wab'athu maqaman mahmoodan illadhi wa'atta. Wa, and ib'ath, raise him up, raise up. Who? Him. Wab'athu, and raise him up. Maqaman, position, mahmooda, of glory, or that which is praised, and raise him up to the position of glory. Alladhi, that which, wa'atta, fa'alta, wa'atta, you promised, who? Him. Alladhi wa'atta, that you promised him. And raise him up to the position of glory, that which you promised him. Okay, now we come to parts of Iqamah. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu, I bear witness. An, that. لا إله إلا except Allah. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد. I bear witness أن that محمدا رسول الله. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah. حيا على الصلاة. حيا على come to. الصلاة the prayer. Come to the prayer. حيا على الفلاح. حيا على come to. الفلاح the prosperity. Come to the prosperity. قد قامت الصلاة. قد indeed. قامت established or stood. As-salah, the prayer. Indeed, the prayer is established. قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Now, Sana. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكَ وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ سُبْحَانَكَ Glorified are you. اللهم O Allah. وَبِحَمْدِكَ And with your praise. Okay? And with your praise. وَتَبَارَكَ And blessed is إِسْمُكَ Your name. وَتَعَالَى And high جَدُّكَ Your majesty. So glorified are you, O Allah, and with your praise you are glorified. That means, and blessed is your name, and high is your majesty. وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ Wala, and there is no ilaha, God, ghayruka, except you, other than you. And there is no God other than you. Now we come to the things for today's new part, the things that are pronounced while making ruku' and raising up, and others like adhkar of sujood and those between two sujood. While doing ruku' or, you know, bowing, we say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana, glorified. Rabbi, my Lord. Al-Azim, the magnificent, the great. Glory be to my Lord, the magnificent. Next.
Subhana Rabbi al-Azim.
Rabbi al-Azim.
Subhana Rabbi al-Azim.
Subhana,
glory be to you.
Rabbi,
my Lord, Al-Azim, the magnificent. Glory be to my Lord, the magnificent.
Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Sami'a, listened. Allah listened. Allah has listened. Li, for. Man, the one who. Man means who? Man Rabbuka, who is your Lord? The question in the grave. So, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ Allah has listened to the one who حَمِدَ praised who? Him. So, Allah has listened to the one who praised him. This is a very big glad tiding for us, and immediately that's why we say رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ Because if Allah listens to us, that's what we want. Next.
سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ سَمِعَ
Listened.
Allah has listened to the one who praised him.
Yeah, liman in English we'll have to say liman, listen to the one. But li means for. Anyway, Rabbana walaka alhamd. Rabbana, our Lord, walaka and for you. Alhamd, all the praise. Our Lord and for you is all the praise. Okay. The adhkar of sujood. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana, glory be to Rabbi, my Lord. Al-A'la, the exalted, the high. Okay. Akbar, the greater or the greatest. Al-A'la, the highest, the exalted. Okay. Glory be to my Lord, the exalted.
Glory be to my Lord, the exalted.
And another prayer that we can say in sajda, because sajda is the time when a slave or when we are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's an opportunity to make dua, and one of the most important dua is to ask for forgiveness. So this is a very beautiful dua. Subhanaka Allahumma Rabbana wa bihamdik Allahumma ghafirli. Subhanaka, glorified are you, or glory be to you. Allahumma, O Allah, Rabbana, our Lord, wa bihamdik, and with your praise. Allahumma, O Allah, ighfirli, forgive me. So now, you see, you don't translate the preposition li. Forgive me. But in Urdu, we'll have to say, bakhshde mujhko. So I keep telling you, the prepositions depend on the language to which you are translating. From which you are translating, and to which you are translating. Anyway, Allahumma ghafirli, O Allah, forgive me. Subhanakallahumma.
Subhanakallahumma rabbi.
Rabbana.
Subhanaka, glorified are you, Allahumma, O Allah, Rabbana, our Lord, wa bihamdika, and with your praise, Allahumma, O Allah, ighfir, forgive me, glorified are you, O Allah, our Lord, and with your praise, O Allah, forgive me.
Okay. And there is a prayer while sitting between two sujood, and it's very nice, very good prayer. And in fact, if one prays, it ensures that he sits for some time. Otherwise, in our culture, sometimes we sit up from one sajda, get up from one sajda, and immediately go back to the next without even properly resting. And the Prophet used to rest completely. And so this is one of the prayer that we can recite between those two prostrations. And this is, there are seven prayers in it actually. We are asking seven things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ighfirli warhamni wahdini wajburni wa'afini warzuqni warfa'ni. Seven things. And this is an excellent application of if'al, 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 if'al. Okay, all those forms do. But when you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not doing giving command, we are requesting. Allahumma Allahumma. Oh Allah. Ighfirli. Forgive me. Ighfir, if'al. Warhamni, wa and irham, have mercy, ni, on me. Here, you know, the case is reversed. Ighfirli, there is preposition in Arabic, and there is no preposition in Urdu. Forgive me. Warhamni, there is no preposition in English, in Arabic, warhamni, but you have to add a preposition in English, and have mercy on me. So, I think with these explanations, you will be very clear about the prepositions when they come with verb. Okay, and have mercy on me. Let's practice.
Allahumma ighfirli warhamni wahdini.
Well, that's enough. Warhamni, up to that.
Allahumma, O Allah, ighfirli, forgive me, warhamni, wa and raham.
Have mercy.
Warhamni and have mercy on me.
Okay.
O Allah, forgive me and have mercy on me.
Wahdini wajburni. Wa and ihdi. Guide. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdi, guide. Ni, me. And guide me. Wajburni. Wa and ujbur. Ujbur is strengthen. Okay. Strengthen ni, me. And strengthen me. Just to remember this. Jabira is the stick that is used for, you know, supporting the broken bones. So, you know, strengthening. It's used for strengthening that bone, giving support. Okay? So, O Allah, I am broken. I am, you know, I cannot stand. I cannot do many things unless you strengthen me. You support me. You give me support. Okay? Wajburni. And strengthen me. And guide me and strengthen me.
Wa'afini, warzuqni, warfa'ni.
This is another form of verb we'll learn later on. But aafi means protect. You can correct. Aafi is protect ni me. Wa'afini and protect me. Warzuqni. Warzuqni wa and urzuq provide or grant me or provide me. Okay, provide me sustenance. Warzuq and provide sustenance ni me. And provide me sustenance. See, urzuq is coming on the same pattern that we learned today. Nasara yansuru. Okay, razaqa yarzuqu. Urzuq. And provide sustenance to me. Or provide me sustenance. Warfa'ni. Va. And irfa'. Irfa' is raise. Rafi' is raised up. Okay, irfa' and raise ni me. And raise me, that means in ranks. And pardon me and grant me sustenance or give me sustenance or provide me and raise me in ranks.
Wa'afini, warzuqni, warfa'ni. Wa and afi, protection.
Afi, protect me.
Protect me. Warzuqni and grant me sustenance. Warfa'ni and raise me in rank. And protect me and grant me sustenance and raise me in rank.
With this, we stop here, and please remember our 7 homeworks, which are, you know, as an essential part to success of your learning. I would say 30% at least. 5-minute recitation from Mus'haf at least, and 5-minute recitation while we are walking. 5-minute study from these chapters, and 1-minute talk to your colleague, and referring to the vocabulary sheet as often as you can, preferably before and after, before or after the 5 salawats. And spreading the surahs that you have learned in the salah, repeating them at different rakah, and also listening to a tape. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.